Hey, this is Melissa Bartel. This is the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is episode 4 of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014.
Off my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold. I feel deluded as once again I am eluded, and everything is left unconcluded. I need something to hold.
So I missed like 4 days of podcasting, or 5, because we had a bunch of work done in our kitchen, and the last phase of it was that they sanded and then sealed with polyurethane varnish all of our cabinets. I am apparently extremely sensitive to polyurethane varnish because after I recorded the podcast I did on Sunday night, I woke up the next morning and could barely talk and could barely breathe and had a headache that was so bad, I literally had to leave my house all day in order to feel better. And then I couldn't talk for like 2 or 3 days afterwards. So then they had to come back and fix the sink because they plumbed it wrong, and then they had to add hardware to the now dry cabinets. So my life has been a little crazy. So I'm doing a catch-up post, which is what this is, and this is a 100-word post from that I originally wrote when I was sick like 5 years ago. Yeah, almost exactly 5 years ago, August 30th, 2009, when I had been rereading some of my favorite poetry from childhood, which was Robert Louis Stevenson's collection of poems, A Child Garden of Verses. And I go through a phase about once a year where I do a month on my blog of just 100-word posts. I call them distilled moments. This one is called This Isn't Treasure Island. Robert Louis Stevenson's poems were constant friends in childhood, poems my grandmother and I would memorize and recite. I knew all about having a little shadow and going up in a swing. One poem that I never appreciated until this weekend, which has been spent largely in bed, was The Land of Counterpane, in which a sick child turned the hills and valleys of his comfortable bed into all manner of landscapes for his imagination. I don't imagine my quilt squares as separate countries, but I do still let imagination run wild. Even days spent propped on pillows have magic.
Steam is drifting into the night. Cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside.
This post is part of the 2014 edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting. For the entire collection of podcasts, you can check out the feed, which you can access via the Dog Days of Podcasting website, which is dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Show notes, instead of being in the end of this podcast like they usually are, can be found on the blog page for my feed, which is at www.bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to never let your bathwater get too cold.
Hear your heartbeat. Listen to it, baby. It's lonely, but it's sweet to feel this flame, to feel this heat. Steam is drifting.